Marty and Frank Show. Thanks for joining us. Brecken Meyer is hanging out with us from the show Franklin and Bash. It returns for a third season on TNT. It comes back tomorrow night with back-to-back episodes at 9 p.m. on TNT. Very successful show going on there with a new cast member this season, Heather Locklear, joining the program.
I'm making a prediction right now. She, even though she's your boss,
give it.
She's sleeping with one of you. She's going to.
I was about to say present tense.
No. So I'm saying future. Something is gonna. You can already feel it. Something is gonna happen.
There's some tension.
Yeah, and there's one of you. I don't know which one.
That's gonna ruin the friendship.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna break it down.
It's gonna be complicated because she's
spoiled
the
whole season. Great.
Mm. Yeah, it's a load bearing relationship, and she's gonna knock it right down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
That's my prediction.
I don't know if you're right. Mm-hmm. Wait. I do know if you're right, but I'm not going to tell you if you're right.
Oh, that's right. You do. You're from the future.
I'm from the future. I know everything.
That's right.
Let me ask you. We were talking earlier in the show about the Miss USA pageant and Miss Utah, how she just flubbed on her answer. But she's a beautiful woman. So question to you. Beautiful and stupid or homely and smart?
Wow. I'd love to find that happy in-between place.
That'd be perfect, but you can't.
I can't do that. I gotta go.
Okay, now I'm
right
going
right
to okay. add into this. Now, you're talking for... No, you're talking for... This is forever. This is not...
That's what I was about to say. This is not a one-time...
This is wife and baby mama situation, right?
This is...
Because it's obviously...
Because if it's a one-time thing, well, I know where I'm going.
You don't care if she knows
But if
stuff.
You're going in forever, then you might go with homely and smart. No, you wouldn't. You still go with...
She's got to run your house and raise your kids.
If I'm passing on genetics, well, pretty genetics don't hurt either.
Exactly. And he's successful. He can hire someone to take care of his kids.
But I'm not too bright, so I might need her help with that. So I might lean towards homely and smart. And I wouldn't call her homely. I'd call her earthy.
Earthy.
And I'd call her natural.
And natural.
And I'd call her beautiful. Yeah. And I'd lie. I'd call her beautiful.
I know. See, it's
so in your dating history, you've dated mostly earthy chicks.
Really, really, really earthy.
Oh
homeless.
Boy, I've seen pictures. Yeah, they're real earthy. Yeah, those chicks that are on Brecken's arm at red carpets, real earthy.
Real earthy. I'm a big fan of Fish the Band, so I like to go.
Oh yeah.
Those kind of girls.
Some girls furry like henna ladies.
Patchouli oil.
No,
nothing wrong with that. No, I, they're both
every
great.
Every girl that you've dated right now is going, hang on a second, listen,
hey.
I have a, wait, hang, did he just call me?
I don't like fish.
Did he call me homely?
No, wait.
Hang on a second.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have bad tattoos, too. I have all the ones you're not supposed to get.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Which a means tramp stamp?
At
you
least
can guess.
An Asian symbol.
Yep.
Yeah, I do, too.
And what else? What are the other ones you're not supposed to do?
As a guy, you have a tramp stamp?
I don't have a tramp stamp.
Okay, that's like, I guess that's position, not actual.
Do you have a koi fish?
I don't have a koi fish. I have someone's name.
I do too.
Covered up, actually, I should say. Yeah.
How old were you when you decided to do that?
About yesterday. No, it was I was 18. And here's the thing, by the way, if you're going to get someone's name and you're with them, you know, you're actually at the tat shop, like getting it with them, and then they don't.
Oh,
big warning flag right there.
You know what we should do?
Big warning flag.
You first.
Yeah. I went first and I was like, I can't. And I was like, really? Because that's not coming off now. And these tears are real. You know,
But they didn't get something else.
They got nothing.
Okay, good.
They went home.
If they'd have got something else. Like,
no.
I can't get your name, but I'll get a rose.
No, I got initials, actually. So I have the Asian symbol, the Chinese Asian, the Chinese symbol for what I didn't think it was.
Yeah,
and
I
then
got
what
one
it actually
too.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that.
What
I'm pretty sure this means pork fried rice.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So you have one on the back of your neck,
I do have one on the back of my neck, too.
Yeah. Does it mean the same thing as the other one?
No, who knows what it means.
Do they talk to each other?
You know, it's supposed to be, you know, watched over and protected, but it's probably, you know, they're laughing at me. Like I said, people ask what it is. I'm like, beef and broccoli.
Yeah, no idea. Table saw for all
Stupid.
I know.
This
I was thinking about opening a tattoo parlor in China and for people who don't really speak English at all and have the translations from Chinese symbol to, and so I just tattoo English things on, like, I just say butthole.
Yeah.
But they think it means
They think it
protected.
Means, like,
right.
Yeah, spiritual.
Exactly.
And
totally, yeah, because you know what that they're doing to us.
Party world.
Of course. They're doing it to us. Of course
have,
they
yeah,
are.
I have. Where is it? Where is it? I know where it is. I have that silly guy.
Okay,
right.
What's that supposed to mean?
It was really dumb. I bought this girl a tattoo, like as a gift. I was like, you want a tattoo? I'm going to pay for it. And while I was waiting, I got bored. And when you get bored
Brecken.
You look at the wall and you're like, ooh, that's neat looking. Either a dragon or that. And so it's supposed to mean talent. And then I showed
it.
Yeah, by the way. because my feeling was I didn't have any.
Yikes.
I needed it somewhere. So then I found out it doesn't mean talent at all.
Oh, no, Brecken. No,
it's actually better. I wish it actually it means sharp.
Okay.
Kind of like, either ow or intelligent. I'm not sure.
Right.
But it means sharp. It doesn't mean what I thought. But that's almost better than what I thought it meant and got.
Yeah, that's true.
So I have that. I have a silly, I have a little cartoon thing for my daughter. I have the thing that was covered. I had the girl's name that was covered with a giant, just a wheel.
Because it's the only thing that would work.
It was really,
you go and you go. What can you do with this?
Wheel.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
Big silly yeah. thing. And then I have my favorite thing is I have my daughter's first drawing that looked like what it was supposed to. She drew a heart and it looked like a heart, and so I got that on.
Oh, yeah, I remember my daughter when she was like 5 years old. The big deal, like her drawing was going to be featured at like an art. Like they took kids' art from the classes,
yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's going to be down at this thing, and I go down there and I see this piece, and I was like. Oh my God, it's horrible. It's like, I couldn't tell if it was like a zebra or a giraffe.
Right.
I mean, it was horrible. I don't even know why she got picked.
Wait, you didn't know if it was a zebra or a giraffe? They're two very different animals.
I know. And I'm like,
he's colorblind, Heidi. Leave him alone.
Oh my God. It's the worst. I mean, really, I was like, this is a joke, right? This is the worst thing I've ever seen. And let's not build her up like this and thinking she's a great artist because
it was a charity case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
no
way I would have had that tattooed on my back.
Yeah.
Or whatever. What was the drawing?
The drawing was, I can show you, it's a little heart she drew.
Oh, that is cool.
And then you just have it, heart. They
literally did exactly like it's outside the lines and all that. So that I enjoy.
That's cute.
What, now, what's going on there? UFC?
This was a cover. This was kind of
holy.
A cover-up. I have like a blue bird. And then this was
it is.
See this thing? That is my original tribal.
That's
and
that
I go,
douchey.
Can we cover this
there
up?
There it is.
And
yeah.
Not with more tribal. I mean, my God.
Was it barbed wire?
It's
what
everywhere.
Was it? Everywhere.
It was just
a
drawing.
Anthony Kiedis-esque.
Yeah, just a thing. And I'm like, I got to get that covered up. So I got this to cover it up. You got a wheel? I got this.
Yes. Wow. That's serious.
But he has a story, too. It's like
about my mom and the yellow rose. Yeah.
My mom was tribal.
Yeah, she was in a tribe.
My mom was Anthony Kiedis. All right, there. I've said it. Wait, what do you... You just have those two?
No, and then I have my dead dog's name on my ankle and then on my lower back.
Not the word my dead dog's name. You
no,
actually
my
mean
dead
a
dog,
name.
Yeah, his name was Montana, and so he was like that once-in-a-lifetime dog, you know, that you have. And so when he died, I got that. I've had that for a long time.
Yeah, but get to the one above your butt that's about your girlfriend.
Wait, a tramp stamp? Technically,
yes.
Or no?
Yes. Show him. It's two clams holding hands in the sunset.
Wait, what is it?
Like...
Hi.
And it's got Italian. Can you read Italian? If you can't read Italian,
I guess. If you can read this, you're too close. It says something about love. I see the word amore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So wait, what's the thing above it?
It's just a cross.
Okay, just a cross.
It's just a cross.
Yeah.
With some flirtle.
Like it's a birthmark. You didn't read it.
I don't know.
And what does it mean, he who carries the pickle or whatever that is? What does that mean in the back? What is it?
I'm not going to say.
What is
it?
No!
It means something. I'll take a photo and send it to the internet and they'll tell me.
Yeah.
Breckenmeyer's busting my tattoo
now. What
is
it?
It says love something.
Right.
It's in Italian, yeah, because she's Italian. So it's just for her.
Is it her name?
Her name is in there, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How long have you been together?
9 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They have a cat for every year.
Please
tell me that.
No.
If there's a god in the sky, that's true.
Like old lesbian.
Is that true?
He paints me like this crazy cat.
Wait,
lady.
Do you have a cat for every year?
Do
you have nine cats?
I have two cats.
How many dogs?
This coming from the guy that's got 14 birds, 7 dogs. You don't have any cats.
I don't have any cats.
Do you have animals, Brecken?
I do, but not. I can't touch the Jack Hanna life you guys got going.
Yeah, we
in
do.
Here.
No, I have four dogs and two cats.
Four dogs and two cats, and you have a bunch of birds.
No, I only have two birds, and I have four dogs. And
four
a hamster.
Dogs. But you have kids.
I have kids. I have two kids.
No.
Because the hamster, you got to have a kid, I hope.
Yeah, I have two kids.
You don't
How's
want a hamster in PVC
pipe. I have a 9 and a 2.5.
All right, my daughter's turning 16. It only gets worse.
Oh my God!
It only gets worse.
She have a tattoo?
No, but she wants to get one.
Yeah,
she wants to be taken.
Yeah, they do.
Before she turns
18. She has a nose piercing.
She does have a nose piercing.
Wow!
Yeah,
I took my daughter to a birthday party. 9-year-old to a birthday party. They were doing, and I still have a little Mickey Minnie Mouse that they were doing spray on tattoos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Walked up, I was like, "Oh, you want to go? Go ahead, buddy." And I go up, and I don't know if it was organic or what, genetic or whatever. She's getting it right there.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Getting a tramp stamp.
Of Mickey Mouse?
No, not even of a tiger. Of a bad boy. You know, of a tiger. But she was literally... I didn't tell her to put it there. God told him, but I don't know.
That's something dad doesn't want to see his 9-year-old at birth. Yeah, slap it on, slap it on.
Yeah.
Where do you want it? Here.
Yeah, she chose wearing a bathing
suit.
Usually
they do
right
hand, cheek, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Brecken.
So she's hanging out with Joe Francis. I assume. Oh,
So the 2-year-old son or daughter?
Daughter, two girls.
Two girls, yeah. Brecken.
No tattoos among them.
Now, when you, when they were like fresh in the, you know, any just
vagina? What?
Fresh from it.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
Piping hot.
In that little bassinet at the hospital.
That sign comes on, hot and fresh. Take them right out.
Did you cry?
No.
Me neither. She thinks I'm soulless.
Am I supposed to? Wait, let me. Yes.
You just get, no. I'm just asking. I'm thinking.
No.
You look and you go, my God, I'm a dad. That's like in the room.
I was
like,
in shock.
No. Yeah, I didn't. The whole thing was, oh man, don't let me drop it. Don't let me be the one that drops it. That type of thing.
Let somebody else drop.
Yeah, let somebody else. If it's going to get dropped, it's not going to be.
So he's always saying, "You're
talking about my watch.
It's TV crap. It's movie crap." When you see a dad go, you know, crying.
I would say 2 to 3 months after, when you're doing a nighttime feed or whatever, you have that moment where it is like
when it finally
full
hits
house,
you.
Where you hear the music kick in, and you're like, "I'm like," and you literally have that moment where I will. Literally do anything for you. Like, I will do whatever you
want.
See,
now I'm going to cry because you said that your newborn baby is nursery.
If you stop crying. Oh,
my God.
That's the finished part.
See?
Yeah.
I will literally do anything in the world
for you.
If
you stop crying.
If you stop crying. That's what I meant. I will literally do anything if you just tell me what the hell you want because I don't understand these noises. But I did not know. In the delivery room, I did not. And my oldest was born on New Year's Eve. And so there were a bunch of really drunk people and a bunch of kind of uncooked babies, people trying to get taxes, trying to get the dependent write-offs and all
right, so I'll stop saying you're dead inside. I guess maybe it doesn't happen
normal.
Right away.
Yeah.
It happens.
Takes us a while to
3 months later.
That's because I guess the mother's had, you know, all this time. She's waiting on this moment. For us, it's just been, okay, and now it's here.
You're dead.
We felt a kick a bit, but now
there was a moment of almost tears. I will say the hospital moment when they let you go. They literally, like, you're in the parking lot
trying to figure out
like,
a car seat.
Bye.
And you're like,
and yeah, and all they care about is do you have the car seat in? Other than that, there's no requirement. There was a line in Parenthood. It was like anyone can get a driver. Anyone can be a dad, but you have to be 16 to get a driver's license
and a license to fish.
Right.
Yeah.
And they literally the nurses walk away, and you're kind of both sitting there like. Seriously? It's just up to us now?
Yeah, I mean,
this is a live human.
On airplanes, they're still telling you how to fasten a seatbelt.
Right.
I mean, here's a cartoon flyer of how to get out of this plane.
Here's a human life. So.
Yeah. Don't leave it on the roof when you pull away, which I found out the hard way.
Oh, Brecken. Oh, the forgetting the babies in the back seat.
Yeah.
You hear those stories all the time.
Raising Arizona.
My kid's in the car with the window down right now in the parking lot. I thought that was cool.
You should have brought him in. I love babies.
I got the shows on. I mean, she can hear it.
Exactly.
Go to bed, baby.
Your daddy's almost done.
Go back to bed, baby.
Thank you so much for coming. And anytime you want to come in and promote anything you're doing, because you got a lot of stuff going on. But right now, he's
Frank and Beans.
Franklin and Bash returns for a third season. New cast member Heather Locklear is going to be joining them. And it launches back-to-back episodes tomorrow night, 9 p.m. TNT. Then on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 9 p.m.
For the rest of the time.
On TNT. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brecken.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.